All right, I want to thank you for spending a moment with the listeners of Green Arrow Radio here on WHUS.
Well, thanks for having me.
Wonderful. And you're going to be in our area between 618 and 623 in Connecticut, Vermont, and then Cambridge, Mass. At the Regatta Bar.
Uh-huh.
And now you'll be with Tony Scheer and Rudy, well, Kenny Wollison most of the time?
Yeah, mostly with Kenny, and then right toward the end of it, Rudy Royston, drummer that I've known him for quite a while and haven't played with him a lot yet, but he'll start playing with us.
You mean there's people that you haven't played with?
Well, there's a couple. I'm trying to,
It's not a very, it's a short list, I think.
Yeah, I've been pretty lucky in that way.
And the fellow musicians have been lucky to play with you as well. But what could folks expect with that trio if they were just happened to bump into the show at one of those venues unexpectedly? You know, what could they expect out of the three of you for that evening?
For me, it's probably the most open and flexible kind of situation that I play in. With these guys, I can sort of go with whatever comes into my mind at whatever moment. You know, I could play whatever song I'm thinking about, and it just sort of happens organically.
Wow.
So it's for me, it's a real sort of luxurious
situation
where, you know, some of my other groups with more people, I have to sort of worry about arrangements a little bit more or organize things a little bit more, but we can just sort of hit it and it.
Wow, so it's like sitting on the couch almost, a little cozy.
Well, yeah, and so the music could come from, now it's starting to get, now that I'm 56 years old, I guess I can't even remember how old I am, but, there's getting to be quite a large body of music to draw from.
Sure. On this show, are you saying you kind of, no set lists or anything, you just sort of go?
Yeah, we just start playing.
Oh, wonderful. I saw the David Grisman Quintet, and they do the very same thing. They just,
oh, yeah.
Very similar with just cues from David the whole way through. They just change based on his movements and where he leads them. It's a wonderful way to see a show.
Oh, wow, yeah. I haven't seen them live.
Oh.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that was... I had a chance to speak with him ended up with some real nice seats and things, and it's quite the show. And I imagine with the similar style, at least cerebrally, with just getting up there and start to finish going, that's going to be tasty for the folks that get in there to see it.
Well, I hope so.
I mean,
for me, that's the way that, when you can really respond to the room and the audience and just what's going on at that moment rather than, seems like whenever I have a fixed set list, sometimes it doesn't always line up with what's going on at that moment.
Yeah, I think that's what makes live music so special, is you get out there and you really don't know what to expect. And, I think that's what it should be when you go to see something live, is something very unexpected. Yeah. So speaking of more arranged things, you do have a lot of things either on the burner or coming right on out soon. This new release with yourself, Ron Carter, and Paul Motion, that looks to be something off None Such, of course, that, you're working on a lot of tracks from Thelonious Monk, Hank Williams, and actually some new tracks of yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that album was, like, really a kind of a dream project for me to have those two guys together. I mean, they're a couple of my biggest heroes in music, and I had this fantasy for a long time they hadn't played together since I think the early 60s. I was just so excited to get them together and at the same place at the same time.
Yeah, well, that I think that's many people's fantasies as well, so
that's been out for a little while now.
Yeah, the end of 2006, a little bit now,
within the last
year. Yeah, and you also have Floratone coming out as well.
Right, that's sort of I don't know how to describe that. Was really a collaboration with myself and Matt Chamberlain, a drummer, and then Lee Townsend, the producer, and Tucker Martin, the engineer, and was really a long-term kind of studio. We'd go in and mess around in the studio over the course of a few years. And that's what that's. I don't know when that. I think that's coming out later in the summer.
That I think that's going to be something special. Yeah, you know, it's pitched as something with some very deep grooves and glistening melodies, with some ambient atmosphere. That sounds nice.
I don't know what all that means. But
I don't either, but boy, that really... The cover looks beautiful, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's Michael Wilson, this great photographer.
Wow, that's gorgeous. Now, he has some work out of you as well, correct?
Yeah, I've known him for quite... He's done... Oh, boy, I can't remember how many of my albums. He lives in Cincinnati and really, really great person and great photographer.
Yeah, he's done some work with some incredible artists and people. Yeah, and now I'm checking a lot of this out right here at your website where a lot of folks can go, BillFrizzell.com, and that has everything that people could need to know, more than they probably even need to know.
Yeah, I have to kind of look on there myself to know where I'm going.
I got to tell you, you're busy because you're hitting a new stop every day for a long time.
Yeah, it's been that way for
years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how people get to know you and your music, I think. You're going to be in Telluride later on in August.
Oh, yeah.
That should be a great time.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then back to New York in the winter. Look at you. All over and different all the time. Just like your albums, I must say. Because of the variety of artists that you do get to work with, the ears of the folks that get to listen are very thankful of all the different sounds that you yourself get to create on the albums. It certainly comes through so genuinely that you got to get out there and see it live.
Well, I hope so. I hope people come by and check it out.
Yeah, I do too, and I'm hoping to be there for one of the nearby shows coming up soon. One last thing before I know you have a busy day today, and one last quick thing. The Unspeakable Orchestra. That was your tour in the fall?
Well, sort of. Last
fall.
And that'll be actually the next Nonesuch album. I'm not sure if that's what it's going to be called. I haven't quite figured out if that's the name of it yet. But
yeah.
I was using that for the tour, but it's a larger group with strings and trumpet and saxophone, clarinet, and bass and drums. So I'm really excited about that. I'm just finishing that, mixing that now. So it'll probably come out early next year, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there is something for folks to look for. And they can also go right to that website, BillFrizzell.com, to look where you're going to be nearby to them. And head on out and say hello to you live and check out all the work. I want to thank you for your time. I really want to let you go because I know you have more of these things lined up. And
Well, thanks for... It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, you as well. And safe travels along the way.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye.